The everyday lives of activists and community members in Western North Carolina didn't often make it into the history books. A UNC Asheville professor is launching a project to bring to light the untold queer stories in our region. Here's more on the project and how it's a part of a larger preservation effort across the Southeast. Queer history is presented as a narrow space, says Josh Burford, mostly just for urban, white, and able-bodied people. Burford wants to change that perception in the South.
For me, as a member of the queer community, being able to have access to the past always felt like something that was unattainable. And, you know, I just always sort of assumed that I would never really see any people who look like me reflected in my own history.
Burford is from Alabama, but he's been a part of archival activism in North Carolina since 2012. He created an LGBTQ oral history archive at UNC Charlotte and an exhibit of the archive at the Levine Museum of the New South in 2014.
Archiving and history is an absolute act of political resistance. We do exist. We have existed. We've done amazing things. And as queer Southerners, we don't have to give up our Southern identity to be a part of an LGBT community.
Burford has now returned to his home state, where he started a new archive called the Invisible History Project. He hopes to expand into the entire Southeast over the next 10 years.
Which is, I think, especially in the queer community, feels antithetical to some people, that somehow we're gluttons for punishment because we live in Alabama or Mississippi, as opposed to, but look at what we've done. Look at the amazing history that we have here. Look at the tradition that I'm a part of.
Burford says that there is a vibrant academic community of other historians, archivists, and oral historians working across the South to preserve the previously untold stories of queer Southerners. But many of them don't know each other. So he's hosting Queer History South at the end of March. It's a conference of scholars and community organizers from the 13 states of the Southeast.
South is as much an idea as it is a geography. And so bring all these different ideas about what Southern experience looks like to the table, and let's complicate the story a little bit in the best possible way.
Burford also hopes that this will develop into connections across the region.
Each of us has a piece of the puzzle. What could happen if we brought all those pieces together and see what we might learn from one another, what we could share?
One of those pieces is UNC Asheville English professor Amanda Ray. She just launched an oral history project with Blue Ridge Pride Center to create the first LGBTQ+ archive of oral histories in Western North Carolina at UNC Asheville.
Asheville has a really positive reputation for being an inclusive environment, and Appalachia in general is often talked about in a way that is rather negative about inclusivity.
Ray, who's from rural Kentucky, says that while there is still intolerance in Appalachia, that isn't the whole story. With the help of a few interns, she'll be speaking with people from all walks of life in the LGBTQ+ community, and they're still looking for participants who want to be interviewed as part of the Oral History Archive.
I do feel like we make more invisible LGBT folks when we don't talk about them at all, or when we highlight and focus on this dominant narrative that Appalachia is not inclusive.
This isn't Ray's first oral history project. A class of her creative writing students produced a booklet of profiles of residents in West Asheville just before the New Belgium Brewery broke ground there.
When we encourage storytelling in such a way that we document it, make it accessible to other people, we make it data.
Ray says that data can then be used to inform actions in the present. She plans to use the LGBTQ+ Oral History Archive to create a needs assessment with Blue Ridge Pride. They'll outline what services, such as healthcare, are scarce or readily available for queer folks in Western North Carolina. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.